Michael Hjoldi, you are from Pittsburgh. Tell us about growing up here.
I loved growing up here. I mean, I love coming back here. My father died when I was quite young, so I made a vow to myself that whenever I was free, I would make sure to get back to see my mom. So I've been coming back a lot. In 1995 is when my dad passed away. But it was... I love being here. I love the people here. I love the food. I love the culture. It's just a great place.
And you're going to sing one of the great Verdi baritone roles, Papa Germain. Tell me a little bit about how you approach him.
I love this role so much. I just celebrated 100 performances of the role in Seattle, and it's a role I know very well, an opera I know very well. It's interesting how different directors have different takes on the character. Sometimes directors like him to be more of a villain character, which I sort of disagree with. I find him being just a very caring and loving father who's doing the right thing for his family. That being said, the great thing about Verdi in general is that he writes so well for the baritone voice. I sort of think he thought of himself as a baritone in a way. The relationships between the father-daughter in many of his operas, Rigoletto being another one, are just wonderful. And in this opera, La Traviata, the duet that I have with Violetta is sort of what I would consider to be the meat of the opera, where the opera really takes a turn and really takes hold. Germain is an interesting character because there's a lot of complexity there, which I love because as a singer, you get to use so many different colors. It's just really wonderful. And the older I get as a baritone, the more the colors develop in my voice. So when I was very young, I sang many light lyric roles like Papageno in Magic Flute or The Barber of Seville by Rossini. And then if you're lucky, your voice gets sort of deeper and bigger and rounder and then you start playing more complex roles, which I would consider Papa Germain as one of them. The intensity of the character, the importance of the scene, everything's a very high pitch. The wonderful thing about La Traviata is that it's pretty concise. Like Verdi wrote it in a way that there's not one spare note. And it's pretty short for an opera as well, which I love, and audiences love these days, but you go in and it's sort of a whirlwind, many tunes that you know, and then you end up at the end and you're like, wow, that was an amazing evening. Yeah, I just love it.
Well, it's considered, I guess, the top opera in the world. I didn't realize that.
Yes, Traviata is certainly, I would say, in the top three. But probably Carmen and La Boheme would be the other two. Mm-hmm. But La Traviata is, I would say, the most performed opera in the world, for sure.
When we think about Verdi and the relationship that he wrote those fabulous duets for father and daughter, really, she does become his daughter, even though he asks her to leave.
Yes, there's a moment in the duet that I was speaking about earlier where I feel that Violetta really wins Papa Germain over, and he sort of understands her plight, and sort of she wins him over as almost a father figure. It's very interesting. He comes in with an agenda and is sort of manipulative in a way. And then he realizes that this woman is much different than he thought she was in the beginning, and that there's much more heart and soul and beauty there than he realizes, and that this is another human being. And so she really wins him over. He sort of has a change. It's another thing I love about characters that have a nice arc to them. So this is one where he comes in with a certain agenda to save his son from ruin and his family from ruin. And then she explains to him in a way, first of all, she's stronger, much stronger than he thought she would be. And then she's so human in a way that that she really wins him over in that duet.
There's a mutual respect, really, at the end of that duet.
That's correct. And then by the end of the opera, he really has deep regret for sort of pulling his son away and sort of causing this rift between the two lovers.
And he actually defends her at Flora's party.
That's correct. His son is sort of young and first time in love and swept away and full of passion. And he ends up treating her not so well in this very public scene. And I come in to the big scene sort of midway through, and I catch him being very rude to her, and I admonish him for that.
Let's talk about the aria.
Di Provenza. It's an interesting aria because on the page it seems so simple, but it's written in a way. The aria is a moment where he's coming in and trying to convince his son what is best for him and to leave Violetta. And it's one of the most famous pieces in the whole opera. It's very recognizable, and it's very repetitive in a way, but it's intensely beautiful. Creating different colors in that aria can be challenging as a singer, but it's one of my favorite pieces to sing these days. I just absolutely love it. There's such heart in that piece, and in simplicity comes this sort of like beauty, which Verdi does so well. It's simple in the orchestra, simple in the vocal writing, but intensely difficult to get the right tone and the right message across.
Yeah, that's such an amazing piece of music. Oh my gosh. Michael, thank you so much. We look forward to your performance as Papa Germain in Pittsburgh Opera's La Traviata.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be home. This is my homecoming. This is my debut with Pittsburgh Opera. Please come out and see the show. I'm so excited to be here.
Michael, you're from Pittsburgh originally, but what's very exciting is this is your debut with Pittsburgh Opera.
That's right. They tried to get me a couple other times, but the schedule just wasn't quite right. So this time it worked out, and I'm thrilled to be here. My schedule has been very busy as of late, so I'm very lucky to be able to find a time to come here to Pittsburgh Opera and sing. I'm thrilled to be home.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.